Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chaf Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toiv and Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refu Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudis Rachel, Sara Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fega Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Yitzchak Yosef Ben Esther, Naftali Ben Chana, Ezra Avram Ben Zahava Mariam Gittel, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's I've also been learned Ilu Nishmas, Doiv Berel Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So we're moving along in the Taira Sugyas, in the end of Mesechtes Chagiga, where very, very close to the end, but we have another daf that delves in to some of the intricacies of Tuma v'Tahira, specifically as it relates to Truma and Kachem. So the name of the perek is Chaymer B'Kaydish. It's called Chaymer B'Kaydish because the first Mishnah in the perek discusses many chumras in the laws of Tuma v'Tahira that relate to Kachem versus Truma. So Kachem is very chomer, Truma is very chomer. Stating that, chomer b'kaydash mi b'truma. There were many, many chumras that we had in the world of Kachem versus Truma. How many? So it was a machloikis amayran, whether it was 10 or 11. But it's a long list. Our Mishnah is now going to discuss the chumras that Truma has over Kachem. As we're going to see, it's a much shorter list. Sok the Mishnah, chomer b'truma. Truma has a chumra in the world of Tumah v'Tahira over Kachem, Shebi Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda. So Yehuda was one of the Shvatim. It was also a region in Eretz Yisrael, known as Judea. It was the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So in the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael, Nemanim, Amei Yaretz are believed, Al Tairas, Yayin v'Shemen, Kol Yemois Hashana, the entire year. So when it came to Kachem, and Amaretz was believed to say that his wine and his shemen of Kachem was tahar throughout the year. U'b'shas ha'gita is v'habadim, but during the season where people would press grapes to produce wine or press olives to produce oil, afala truma, they would be believed on truma as well. So this is a chumra that Kachem, that truma has over Kachem, in that Kachem, the Amaretz is believed the entire year, whereas as it relates to Truma, the Amaretz is only believed during the pressing season. What happens if the pressing season passed? And then an Amaretz comes to a Chaver and he brings him a barrel of wine and he says this wine is true. He shouldn't accept him. If the Amaretz wants to leave it for the following pressing season, he could do that and then give it to the Chaver, and then the Chaver is going to be able to accept it. And if the Amaretz tells the chaver, "Hifrashti l'toicha revius kodesh," meaning he comes to him with a barrel of truma, and he says that inside the truma there's a revius of kodesh. One revius of this wine happens to be kodesh. Then the halach is neman; he is going to be believed, and then the chaver is going to be able to accept it. Another chumra that truma has over kachim: kade yayin v'kade shemen, jugs of oil and jugs of wine. The hamidumais that are made up of a taruvois, we'll see more in the Gemara, of tevel, truma, and kachim, nemanim aleihem b'shas hagitois v'habadim, the amei aretz, are believed to say that it's tahar during the pressing season. Not just that, v'koidim legitois, they're also believed to say that it's tahar before the pressing season, shivim yoim, for 70 days. So, a lot of information going on in this Mishnah. Not an easy Mishnah, but just to recap, super high level, exactly what's happening, and that is, typically, Amei Yaretz were not believed when it came to the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. So, an Amei Yaretz was chashen on certain things. One of the things that he was chashen on was Tumah v'Tahira. So, an Amei Yaretz was considered to be Becheskes Tameh, and really for two reasons. Number one, he was ignorant in the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. So, it's very difficult to keep the laws of Tumah v'Tahira if you don't know the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. Additionally, even when he was educated, but he was very lax. It wasn't something that he took so seriously. So when it came to Tumah v'Tahira, the Amei Yaretz was considered a chashav. Stating that, the Mishnah mentioned something that we've seen already briefly in the sugya, and that is that when it came to Kachem, Chazal trusted the Amei Yaretz. What was the reason? So the Gemara said, Mishum Eva. We were afraid that if you're not going to trust the Amei Yaretz, the Amei Yaretz is going to say, you know what? It's fine. You don't let me bring wine on the Mizbeach. You don't let me bring a carbon. Let me go build my own bama, build my own Beis HaMikdash, my own temple, and I'll figure out my own way to bring karbanas. So Pashat, to prevent people from doing that, and to prevent fights from breaking out, and Chalila, who knows where this could lead. So therefore, Chazal said that we're going to trust Nam Aretz when it comes to Kachim, even though traditionally we wouldn't. So really, with all the chumras that you have in Kachim, when it comes to Tumah V'Taira, this is a massive kula that the Ma'aretz, who's never trusted, all of a sudden, when it comes to Kachim, we trust him. That's really what the Mishnah is saying. That as much as Chaymer B'Kodesh, that's the name of the parak, and that's the theme of everything that we've been learning, but there is this one massive kula, and that is that we trust the Ma'aretz when it comes to Kachim, and it's really for an ulterior motive. It's simply Mishomev, it's simply so we're not going to have issues with different karbanas being brought in different places. Now, how does it relate to Truma? Were Chazal Mekel by Truma as well? So the answer is a little bit. During the pressing season, the Shas HaGitois and the Shas HaBadim, when they used to press the grapes to produce wine and they would press the olives to produce oil, it was during that specific season that the Amei HaAretz were believed for Truma as well. So at the end of the day, obviously, Truma is more chavar than Kachem, because for Truma, we only trust the Am HaAretz during the pressing season. But when it comes to Kachem, we trust him the entire year. On that note, Zok Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Chaymir B'Truma Shev Yehuda. There's a chumah that Truma has over Kachim. Shabi Yehuda, in the region of Yehuda, we trust the Am HaAretz when it comes to the tire of Kachim the whole year, as opposed to Truma, we only trust them during the pressing season. So the Gemara makes a very obvious dik. What's the dik? Why are we talking about Yehuda? But Yehuda in Ubigalilai. What? If you trust the Am HaAretz when it comes to Kachim, you should trust the Am HaAretz when it comes to Kachim. The Mishnah is Mashma be Yehuda Namanim. But anywhere outside of Yehuda, if you go to the northern region in Eretz Yisrael, known as the Galil, it sounds like over there you wouldn't trust him. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this? Meaning, it's a real dick. But it needs a hesper. Amrish, Lakish, Rish, Lakish, said, Netnesha, Ritzuah, Shalkutin, Mafsekes, Beinem. The reason is, because in between the northern part of Eretz Yisrael and the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, in between the Galil region of Eretz Yisrael and the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael, there was a Ritzuah, there was a strip of land that was populated by Kutim. Now we know the Kutim were this controversial group of people. There was a machlekes tanam, whether they were Yidden, they were not Yidden. Originally they weren't Yidden, then they were Megayer, and there was a shaila if the Geiris was a Geiris, it wasn't a Geiris. Geri Emes, Geri Arayas. But one thing is clear, that they were very negligent in many areas of halacha. And for sure, they were negligent in the areas of Tumah V'Tahira. So much so, the Chazal said that the areas that the Kutin lived, not only are there Kalim Tame, and are they Tame? But the land itself is Tame. Chazal would goyzer on Eretz Ha'amin, on Chutz La'aretz, that it should be considered Tame. So if a Kohen back in the day was not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz, right? And if somebody went to Chutz La'aretz, he was considered Safik Tame Meis, because you know people were much more careless as it related to burying bodies back then. And as a result, it was considered Becheskes Tumah. The land that was populated by the Kutin was treated like Eretz Ha'amim, and it was treated to be on some level Becheskes Tumah as well. So the Gemara says that you want to know why Kachim was only considered Tar in Yehuda, not in Galil, because to get from the Galil to the Beis HaMikdash, you would have to cross over the land of the Kutin. And the moment you crossed over that strip of land, any tyrants that you had automatically became Tameh, because you went through Eretz Ha'amim and that area was considered Tumah. So the Yehuda region, which is on the right side of this Ritzuah, meaning it's on the same side of the Ritzuah as the Beis HaMikdash. So over there, the Am HaAretz is believed, and over there, it's going to be Shaykh to say that even though usually we don't trust them, when it comes to Kachim, we're going to trust them. But if you're coming from the Galil, it's Pashut, a technical problem. You're going to have to cross through this Ritzuah Shalkutim. By crossing over the Ritzuah Shalkutim, inevitably, you're going to have to become Tameh, and that's where there's a problem. But the Gemara says, is that true? The Naisua Beshida Tevo Mikdal. Why couldn't a person take Tyrus from the Galil, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, go through the Ritzuah Shalkutim, but bring it in a wagon, bring it in a car, bring it in a box? So it's going to be shielded from the Eretz Ha'amim, so it's not going to be tough. Meaning, why are we assuming that if somebody walks through the land of the Kutin, any Tyrus and Kachim that he has is going to be Tame? It's because you're going to be exposed to the land. Okay. To Masayel, right? That's what it is. What's going to happen is, you're going to be mahil, you're going to be walking on top of the land, which is to Masayel, it's going to be Tamei. So put it in a box, put it in some sort of container like this, it won't be to Masayel. So the Gemara says, Amani Rebbe, you have to say that our Mishnah is Rebbe, who by the way, is the one that was Masada the Mishnah, the Amar who holds oil zaruk loishme oil, that if you have an oil that's moving, it's not considered an oil. So an oil could protect, but that's only a stationary oil. Rebbe holds an oil that's moving is not able to protect, and as a result, being that if you're going to travel through this land, you're going to have to be moving. So even if the Tyrus is going to be inside an oil, but it's an oil zarek, lo yishmeya. What's this? Rabbi Tanya learned to the Brisa, nichlas l'eretz ha'amen. If somebody enters eretz ha'amen, which again was considered tamei b'shita tevo migdol in a oil, Rabbi mitami. Rabbi says tamei. Rabbi Yosi b'ru matar. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda said tar. Rabbi holds tamei because it's not an oil. It doesn't protect. Why? Because it's an oil zarek. Because it's moving. Rabbi Yosi b'ru says tar. But the bottom line is our mishnah is going to be Rabbi, and as a result, it wouldn't be. Faith the Gemara have another eight. So v'laisua b'kli cheres hamuk of tamei pasul. Why can't you put it in an earthenware keli? Seal the earthenware keli, a kli cheretz that's mukav tzamid pasul is matzel from an oil amez. We just learned a lot about that the other day on Daf Chafez. There's a concept of a kli cheretz, even if it's in an oil amez. But if it's sealed, it protects. So put the tyrus in such a seal. Amar Rebbe Eliezer said, Shoinim, we learned, Eina kodesh nitzel b'tzamid pasul. It's true that there is a concept of a kli cheretz that's sealed, that protects from an oil amez, but kachim is excluded to that rule. So if you would have kachim inside this kli cheres, it wouldn't be protected, and that's why. Freak the Gemara. But Tanya, we learned to the Braisa in chatas nitzelos b'tzamid pasul. We have a Braisa that says that the chatas, the efer chatas, the efer, the ashes of the para aduma that was sprinkled on a person that was tamei meis, if it was inside an oil amez and it's sealed in a kli cheres, so the halach is the kli cheres didn't protect. My lab, what does it sound like? Dafka the chatas wasn't protected. Ha kodesh nitzel, but kodesh, yeah. And what's the basis for the diyuk? Because we know when it comes to tumah v'tahira, chatos is more chamor than kachim. That was the Mishnah right at the beginning of the sugya. It feels like a long time ago. 7 dafin ago, daf yud ches amid beis, where the Mishnah mentioned 5 levels, 5 madregas of tahiras. Chulin, Maisa Sheni, Truma, Kachim, and then Chatas. So it sounds like only Chatas can't be protected, but it sounds like Kachim can. Mar says, no, it's not a good deal. Gloy, Hamayim Sheni, Mekudashim, Nitzalim, Mitzalim, Apostle. Even though it says, in Chatas, Nitzalis, it doesn't mean only Chatas, not. It means Kachim also not. So what's it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude something else. It's coming to exclude that if somebody would have water that is going to be used to mish together with the Efer of the Paraduma, but he didn't mish it yet, so that would be protected from, even though it's going to be used for the paraduma, but if there was a tamid pasul olav, it would be protected. But the bottom line is, zokta gemara, that the reason you cannot take the kachim from the galil and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and be believed is because you're going to have to cross over the Ritzua Shel Kutim. That's going to get in the way. And there's no way to get it there without being metamid. Can you put it in an oil? Amani Rebbe that holds an oil that's moving, an oil zarek, lo yishmei oil. Why can you seal it in a kli cheres that's summit pasul olav? Isn't that always something that protects mipnei hames? The answer is yes. However, kachim is an exception to the rule, and therefore it's not going to work. Faith to Gemara, one final kasha. Amar Ula said, Chavraya medakin begalila. Ula said that my chaverim, the chasheva people, they were medakin begalila. They used to keep their wine very, very pure, so that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, they'd be able to bring it and be makriv it as karbonos. So what do you see? You see that it was shayach in the Galil to keep things betahira, and then bring it to Yerushalayim, cross over this Ritzua Shel Kutim, and there was not going to be a problem to be makriv it, which contradicts everything that we're saying. And for the Gemara, manichin, this happened in the times of Ula. Ula was an Amora. This is well after Churban Beis HaMikdash. At that time, they weren't ready to bring a Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't Shaykh. So what happened? Manichin, they would leave it aside, knowing that Eliyahu Navi is going to come, and he'll be Matayr, the Eretz HaAmim, and the land of the Kutim, then you'll be able to do it. Meaning, they weren't bringing it to Yerushalayim then. Taka wasn't possible to bring it to Yerushalayim Batayr. They were leaving it in the Galil, and then Likshayibana Beis HaMikdash, Likshayav Eliyo, that's when they were going to bring it. Incidentally, we have a related raid bite on this, but this Gemara is also a Gemara Masechtes Nida Davava Mibes, and we spoke then about the idea that you see, even in the times of Ula, it was actually Shayach for a person to keep things betahira. See, today, if you wanted to keep wine betahira, you wanted to press oil betahira, it would be impossible. And the reason it'd be impossible is because everyone's tamei. We're all tamei tumas meis because we haven't had a para aduma in many, many, many centuries. It sounds like in the times of Ula, they still had access to the para aduma. Meaning, from a historical perspective, when was the last time the Yidden had the para aduma? When's the last time it was shaykh for a Yid to get real taira from tumas meis? You would have thought maybe at the time of the Churban. You see here that Ula, who's hundreds of years after Churban Bayis Sheni, he still had access to the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Because if they didn't have access to it, what does it mean? Chavraya medakin begalilo. How would this be possible? This is the Mishnah Melech's Raya. that they had the Parah Aduma hundreds of years after the Churban, when exactly it became extinct, and some of the ramifications is a little bit what we talked about. Zok de Gemara Vayter. It's end of the Mishnah. Ubishas Hagitois Nemonim Afalachum. So as it relates to Kachim, we have a very, very big kula. Meaning, the name of the parak is Chaymeh B'Kaydish. All the different chumas that we have when it comes to Tumah V'Tayr is specifically related to Kachim. Yet, lo'umas that, we have one major kula, and that is Dama Aretz, who's not believed in Tumah V'Tayr. When it came to Kachim, he was believed, albeit for a Zaitiga reason. We believe him because Eva, because we don't want him to go and start doing his own thing. The Mishnah said that by Truma, we sometimes believe the Am Aretz as well. We believe in Bishas Hagitois. So at the time of the pressing season, when they were pressing the grapes and they were pressing the olives, at that time, the Am Aretz was believed to say what? Just to be clear, he was believed to say that I was very careful in Tumah V'Tayra and you have nothing to worry about, everything is pure. So if he would bring Truma to a Talmud Chacham, a Chaver, the Am Aretz is the one that's delivering it, he doesn't have to reject the delivery. He could accept it. He could say shkayach. He could assume it was tar. As long as it's during the pressing season. During that time, we trust him that he's keeping everything in order. Fade is that over a mini. I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in Mesechtis Tyrus, Hagoyim Rez Esav. There was an Am Aretz, and he was working his field, and he's growing zaysim. He's growing olives. And he's about to complete the process of olives. Now, this is very significant in halacha. It's very significant in the world of Tumah V'Tayra. Why? Because before the Zeisim are complete, they're not Roy L'Kabal Tumah. It's only once they're complete that it's Roy L'Kabal Tumah. Nothing is Mekabal Tumah until it's Nigma, until it's complete. So as Zeisim, a Goyim Zeisim, this person is about to complete his Zeisim, and he's going to have to be Mafresh Trumas or Maestras. So what he should do is Yeshaya Kupa Achas. He should take one Kupa, little bit of Zeisim, put it into a box, like this will be able to give it to an Araman, a Kayan that can use it. Meaning he shouldn't complete the Truma. What he should do is before he completes it, he should take the Truma, put it aside, be extra careful, like this he's going to make sure that it doesn't become Tami. Meaning, because it sounds like if he doesn't do this, if he's going to now come to the Kayan and he's just going to tell him, oh, everything was perfect, the Kohen's not going to be able to accept the Truma. He has to actually go out of his way, do something proactive to make sure that the Truma that he's going to give the Kohen is never going to be in harm's way. What's the Kasha? If you're going to tell me that the Am Aretz is anyways believed during the pressing season, this is the pressing season. So L'chair, what's the problem? He's believed. He has an Am Aretz. Why are we micromanaging him? Why are we telling him what to do? Yeshayer, Kupa, Achas, Vietnana. No, it's fine. He has an Am Aretz now. It's a special Chiddush. He has an Am Aretz. Amrav, Nachrim, Nachrim, Zelik, Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Haba Charfi, Haba Afli. This halacha that the Am Aretz is believed, that's only if he was pressing his olives during the primary pressing season. However, ba'afli, in the event that the pressing season passed, and now he happens to have some olives that he's pressing, at that point he's not believed anymore. Meaning, it's not each on person and each Am Aretz's own cheshben, but there's a calendar year that everybody works with. So this is the pressing season. So if he's producing it during the pressing season, then Chazal gave him an amanus. But once the pressing season starts, even though for him individually, on his own fiscal year, it's a pressing season, we don't care about that. We look at the calendar year, not his own fiscal year. That's the Gemara's teretz. Only Rav Adi Bar Ahava. So Rav Nachman was the one who said this teretz. Rav Adi Bar Ahava was present. So he told Rav Nachman, Kigoyim Mai, said, give me an example of what would be considered afli, meaning what would be the later season. So he told him that he told him like your father's, apparently his father used to produce olives, and he said, oh, your father's olives, they're all produced late, so if you do it the way he did it, that's what that would be. But the bottom line is, again, we had a steer. The kasha is the Mishnah's mashma that we trust Am Aretz b'shas hagitois. We trust him during the pressing season of the grapes and of the olives when it comes to the tyre of the truma. Yet we have that if Am Aretz is sinning and he's wants to finish producing his ace, and we tell him, quickly, be careful and don't allow anything to get in contact with the truma, be mishayirit, because it sounds like he's not going to be believed. So what's the teretz? The teretz is haba charfi, haba afli. During the primary pressing season, the Am Aretz wouldn't have to do that, but it's ba'afli, that's where it's negate. Rabbi Yosef said a different teretz. He said, begalila shanu, this Mishnah, Mesechtes Tyrus, that says that Am Aretz would have to be Meshire a little bit to the side, it's mashma from there, that he's not really believed. It's talking about Am Aretz that lived in the Galil. Meaning, just like the Mishnah said, that it was only in Yehuda that the Am Aretz was believed regarding Kachim, it's also only in Yehuda that he's believed regarding Truma. That's a chiddush. But the point is, the Yehuda part of the Mishnah is referring both to the Kachim part of the Mishnah and to the Truma part of the Mishnah. But as it relates to anywhere outside of Yehuda, for example, the Galil, then we wouldn't trust him. And that's what this Mishnah is referring to. So who said this? Rabbi Yosef said this. If Rabbi Yosef said something, who's going to ask the Kasha? Isfei Abayas. Abayas asked the Kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Ivra Yarden, Galil, Harein, Ki Yehuda. Ivra Yarden. The other side of the Jordan River and the Galil were both like Yehuda. What does that mean? Amoritz was believed to say that his Truma wine is tar during the pressing season and that his Truma oil is tar during the oil season. He's not believed to say that his Truma wine is pure during the pressing season of the olives, and he's not believed to say that his Truma oil is pure during the pressing season of the grapes. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? Avra Yarden and the Galil are like Yehuda. So you see that it's only regarding Kachim that it's not like Yehuda, but as relates to Truma, it is like Yehuda. Elamach, right? The Gemara says, Gedishana made karas, you have no choice, you have to say it. First teretz of the Gemara, Rav Nachman's teretz, Haba Afli, Haba Charfi. Moving along. So the Mishnah said, Avru Hagita is Vabadim. What happens if the pressing season passed? And now the Amaretz comes with Truma, he wants to give it to this Chavar. Like a couple enemy men, he can't take it. He's only allowed to take it during the pressing season. However, the Amaretz could take it back home and then wait for the next pressing season. And during the next pressing season, then he'll give it. Right? He doesn't have to give it right away. So he can take it. He says, you don't want to take it now? But say it. No problem. Take it home. And then by the next pressing season, you come back to the Chavar, you give it to him again. Then you can give it to him. As long as the Ma'aretz is giving it during the pressing season, everything is going to be okay. They asked Rav Sheshes, Avar v'kibla mahu. What happens if the Ma'aretz gave it to the Chavar and it wasn't during the pressing season? What's the Shaila? Could he leave it and wait around until the following pressing season or no? Meaning the Mishnah said that the Ma'aretz is trusted during the pressing season. So if during the pressing season he gives it to the Chavar, the Chavar's allowed to take it. No worries. Let's say the pressing season passes, he's not allowed to take it. That we know. What if the Ma'aretz says, okay, you can't take it, let me bring it back home, I'll wait, and then I'll come back next year and I'll give it to you. That's also fine. What if he gave it to the Chavar, not during the pressing season, the Chavar took it, he wasn't supposed to. Could the Chavar leave it around until the next pressing season and say, I'll take it? Or does he have to give it back to the Ma'aretz, let the Ma'aretz hold it, and then he'll come back to him the following year? Or no, I'll leave it by me, I'm going to put it in storage, big sign, I'll know not to touch it, meaning he'll be practical about it. Is there a din that if he took it during the wrong time, he automatically has to give it back? Or could he just leave it around and he'll just use it during that season? So this was the question that they asked Rav Sheshes. Amar lahu, Rav Sheshes told them, whoever it was that asked. So Rav Sheshes told them, he said to Nisua, I have a raya from a Mishnah. And where's this Mishnah? It's a Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah test coming up in a few weeks. So the Mishnah is discussing the laws of Demai. For those learning Mishnah Yoimi and Masechtas Demai, so we're mamish holding in the sugya. And one of the halachas of Demai is that a chaver is not allowed to give Demai to somebody. Now he's not allowed to give Demai, he's not allowed to sell it. If he bought it and he wants to return it, he can't return it. If he finds it on the side of the road and he picks it up, he can't put it back on the side of the road. There's a lot of sensitivities, a lot of different mishnayos, a lot of different halachas that talk about a chaver not being allowed to give Demai. That's the halachas. It says the Mishnah, what happens if there was a chaver and a ma'aretz, she'yarshu asavim? They both yarshin their father together. So a man died and he left over two sons. One was a chaver and the other one was an am ha'aretz. And he left over a lot of possessions. Now the father was an am ha'aretz. And as a result, the chaver has a little bit of a problem here in terms of his Yerusha. Why? Because he knows his father wasn't trusted with regards to Maestris, and not just that, with regards to Tomei V'Taira. So he's not so excited about this Yerusha because there are certain things that he's not going to be able to benefit so much from. His brother, however, doesn't care because his brother is Dachtez Alba Amaretz. He's an Amaretz, Ben Benoy Shal Amaretz. So he doesn't have a problem with it. So the Mishnah is discussing whether the Chavar can manipulate in a good way, not in a conniving way, the Yerusha, so that he ends up getting what he'll be able to enjoy, and his brother ends up getting what his brother's going to be able to enjoy. So says the Mishnah like this, Yachaloi Maloi, so the Chavar can tell the Amaretz, Tulat the Chitin Sheba Mokum Ploini, you take the Chitin that are Mokum Ploini, Va'ani Chitin Sheba Mokum Ploini, and I'm going to take the Chitin Sheba Mokum Ploini. Meaning, he wanted his brother to take the Chitin that he knew maybe were Huchshel Kabal Tumah, which may have Tumah V'Tayra problems, and I'll take the Chitin that are Mokum Ploini, the Chitin that I'm allowed to take. Or Tulat the Yain Sheba Mokum Ploini, you take the wine from there, Va'ani Yain Sheba Mokum Ploini, and I'm going to take the wine from here. So he's allowed to do that. He could say, you take this chitin because that's good for an Am Haaretz, I'll take that chitin because that's good even for a cover. Or you take this yain, I'll take that yain. Avaloya Miller, what he's not allowed to tell him is, pull atolach, you take the moist, vani yovish, I'm going to take the dry. Meaning, I don't want to take the lach because the lach is mukshal kabotomo. And Tata was an Am Haaretz, and I don't want to take that. Or tul ato chitin, you take the chitin vani sairin, and I'm going to take the sairin. The reason is because in the first case, we're splitting chitin and chitin. Right? There's two brothers. You take the chitin, I'll take the chitin. You take the sairin, I'll take the sairin. In the second case, you take the chitin, I'll take the sairin. You take the lach, I'll take the yavish. In the ratio, it's the same min. In the sefer, it's not the same min. Either it's chitin and sairin, or even one is lach and one is yavish, which in halacha we view as being different minim. L'may nafkamina, so it's a little bit of a lundish in nafkamina, Rashi explains. If it's the same min, so then we say yesh breyer. That the way the achloika worked is that when the father died, he bequeathed whatever the chaver took to the chaver, and whatever the amaretz took to the amaretz. If, however, it's different meaning, then it's ein breyer. So then we say that the father died, he left over everything to both of the brothers. The brothers are lekuchos, they're just working it out between themselves. So one brother selling to the other brother, and that brother selling to this brother, and that's the way they're making the achloika. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if it works with breira, so it means the father's giving directly to the son. The son's not giving to the brother. If it works without breira, that means they're working it out with each other. The problem is, a chaver's not allowed to handle with an Am Haaretz. He can't be machshelim with dmai and with tumah v'tayin and all these different halachas. So if it's working with breira, so they're getting it directly from the father. They're getting it directly from the father. So the brother's not violating anything when he gives it to his brother. If, however, it's working not with breira, that means they're working it out between themselves. If they're working it out between themselves, so in that case, it's gonna be an issue. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, v'tani Allah, we learned in a braisa, that in the case where the chaver had no choice, but he had to take something he didn't really want to take. Oisei chaver, soyreif halach, he has to burn the lach, umeniachas hayavish, he can keep the yavish. Meaning, something that was already moist, food that got wet, means the food was mukshal v'kabal tumah, that he's not allowed to take, because it's tameh. But if there was yavish, there was something that was dry, it was never mukshal v'kabal tumah, that's something he'll be able to keep. Faith v'gemar, amai. Why does he have to get rid of it? Why doesn't he just wait until the gas? Let him wait till the pressing season. I thought Tamei Aretz are believed when it comes to Tumah V'Tayra during the pressing season. You tell me when it comes to the pressing season, they have an Amanus. So just wait until the pressing season. At that point, there's no problem, even though it came from an Am Haaretz. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So if you're going to tell me that a chaver that takes from an Am Haaretz not during the pressing season can't wait until the pressing season, so it's very good. This person, the chaver, has no option, this thing that he asked from his father to wait until the pressing season, because he can't do it. But said Rav Sheshes, if you're going to tell me that if you took it even not during the pressing, you can wait until the pressing, then you'll be able to benefit from it, so that would be an Eitzah. So Rav Sheshes, and the fact that this wasn't an Eitzah, it's a riot that it doesn't work, but the Gemara says it's not a riot. Why is it not a riot? Because I could always tell you that maybe Bedavisha in Lagas, maybe he was talking about something that didn't have a season. So Rashi says an example of that would be Sheikhat Marim, that the beer that was produced from dates didn't have such a formal season. Yeah, there was a wine producing season, there was an oil producing season, there wasn't a beer from dates producing season. And because he didn't have such a season, so there was no such shas where the Am Haaretz would be believed, and that's why this wasn't an option. Faith around another kashvi on the regel. Why do we wait until Yontif? So we haven't seen this yet, but this is actually the reason that we're learning the sugya and the shaykhis between Tumah V'Tahira and Masechtas Chagigas, because Masechtas Chagigas talks about regel, it's still Seyda Mayim for another few days. It talks about Yontif, and we'll see there's a special exclusion, a special exception in the world of Tyra as it relates to Yontif. We're going to get to that tomorrow, Mitzvah. But for now, Freit the Gemara, being that on Yontif there's an exception, and there the Am Haaretz has believed, so why don't we just wait until Yontif? And for the Gemara, but Avashen Mishnah of the regel. It's talking about something you couldn't wait until Yontif, you can't wait until Yontif. So practically speaking, that's not going to be okay. Moving back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah is discussing Chaymin Betruma Mibekaydish. Then when it comes to Kachin, we believe that Am Haaretz the whole year. As long as he lives in Yehuda, where he doesn't have to cross over the Ritzua of the Kutin, he's always believed. Truma, he was believed during the pressing season. Now, what happens if a person has Truma, an Am Haaretz, and he says, not during the pressing season, that I was Makdish, a revius of the wine that's inside this Taruvus, is really Kachin. So the Halach is, he's going to be believed. That because there's a little bit of Kachin inside this Taruvus, that's machshir, and that now allows us to believe the Am Haaretz for the entire Taruvus. Zok de Gemar. Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there, and there is the 18th perek of Masechtas Ha'olas. Moed Mishan B'Silvel. The Mishnah says Mishan B'Silvel both Moed Shabbatkin La'Oisei Pesach, that we trust Oisei Pesach However, we don't, we're boidik for oisei Pesach, but we're not boidik for oichle chumah. So what does this mean? What does it mean we're boidik? So come on, my boidkin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm a Shmuel in the name of Shmuel, that it's referring to the laws of a Beis HaPras. So what's a Beis HaPras? A Beis HaPras is a field where there was once a kever, somebody was once buried, and then this field was plowed over. Chazal were worried that there may be fragments of this person that was buried in this field lying around, and as a result, the Kohen, for example, was not allowed to walk through this Beis HaKfars. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to Oisei Pesach, we're Boidik a Beis HaPras. When it comes to Oichle Truma, we're not Boidik a Beis HaPras. So again, what does it mean? Boidkin, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Menafeach Adam Beis HaPras V'Hilich. It means a person would be allowed to get down on his knees, blow. So like this, if there's any bones, any fragments of a mace, it's going to go away. And like this, he'll be able to walk through it. Rav Chibar Abba, Mishmeidu Ula, Rav Chibar Abba said in the name of Ula, Beis HaPras Shenidej, it means something else. It means a Beis HaPras that somebody walked through, tar, the halacha is it's going to be tar, it's going to be considered tar. Bottom line is that we stated kulas related to a Beis HaPras as it relates to Oisei Pesach, but we didn't state kulas as it relates to a Beis HaPras as it relates to Oichle Chum. So again, what would this even mean? A person's on his way to bring the Karban Pesach. To bring the Karban Pesach, it's kachim, you have to be tar. You walk through a Beis HaPras, you have a little bit of a problem. The question is there a workaround? Is there a way to get through it? Boitkin v'oisei Pesach. The answer is yeah. What can you do? Either menafeach adam Beis HaPras, or we rely on the kula that a Beis HaPras and nidesh is going to be taught. What about a person that's an oichel truma? A person had to walk through a Beis HaPras, and now he wants to eat truma. To eat truma, you have to be tar. You can't be tame. So he walked through the Beis HaPras. Ein boitkin. You can't be soymich on menafeach adam Beis HaPras, and you can't be soymich on a Beis HaPras Shenidesh, that it's going to be tar. And what's the reason for it? Why are we soymich on the kula in the Beis HaPras, that as long as someone trampled through it, you're fine, or as long as you blew, it's going to be fine? We are for Pesach and we're not for Truma. So the Gemara is very simple. Lo yisei Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, lo yimidu devrayim b'makum karis. Pesach is about karis. A person doesn't bring the carbon Pesach, he's chayit karis. Oh, so we're dealing with karis. The whole Beis HaPras is a chumra. So therefore, lo yimidu devrayim. Chazal said that as much as we were worried about a Beis HaPras, not when we're dealing with karis. Abba lo yichlei Truma. Truma is not a sugya of karis. If a person doesn't eat truma, he's not going to be over karis. And if anything, to the contrary, if a person does eat truma when he's tummy, he's going to be chayv misa. So therefore, midu devrayim b'makam misa, chazawe midu devrayim b'makam misa. Good, that's the Mishnah. What does that have to do with us? Ibayiluhu badak lepischai. What happens if somebody was walking through a Beis HaPras and he was badak for his car? He's on his way to bring Karban Pesach, and he was baidik. Mao sheikh b'truma. Could he now eat truma or not? Meaning, for truma the katchila, we wouldn't be soymich on the kula Beis HaPras. But he did it for the Karban Pesach. And for the Karban Pesach, we are, because lohi midu devrayem b'makim karis. The question is, once we trust that this person's tar for Pesach, should we now assume that he's tar for truma as well, or not? Ula said, badak lepitzchay mutalecha b'truma. Yeah, that once he went through for the Karban Pesach, which he was allowed to, so now he's considered tar for the truma as well. Rabbi Bar Ula said, that's Ula's son, badak lepitzchay osalecha b'truma. That even though he was biting for his Karban Pesach, it doesn't work for the truma. Amalei, who sabo? Sometimes Eliyahu Hanavi said, like, tiflag alad Ula, don't argue with Ula, t'nan kavase, because there's a Mishnah like Ula, there's a Mishnah that's mavur, that if somebody was baidik for the Pesach, it's considered that he was baidik for Truma as well. What's this Mishnah? Our Mishnah, vim ame frashti l'toicha revias gaidish neman, that you see that even though the Amaretz is only believed for Truma b'shas hagitos, but being that he's always believed for Kaidish, and there's a little bit of Kaidish, so once we trust that the Kaidish part is tar, so we trust that the Truma part is tar as well, even though he's not believed for Truma. He's only believed for the Kachem. But there's a Migu. It's in the same Taruvas. So once we trust him for the Kachem, and it's in the same container as the Truma, we're going to trust him for the Truma as well. If you trust him for the Kaidish, you trust him for the Truma. So too over here, being that we're going to trust him for the Pesach, we're going to trust him for the Truma as well. Just to clarify one point, right? The Mishnah was talking about someone that had Truma. It wasn't during the Shas HaGitos, and he was makdish a little bit of Kachem. So the question is, we believe him for the Kachem. Do we believe him for the Truma? Right? What does it even mean? Let's just play out the case. The case is, that's poshut if the person pours out one revius and says that this is the revius of kachem, working with the sugya of breira. But I pour out one revius, this is the kachem, for sure he's going to be believed. The question is all the rest of it. Meaning, whatever revius is going to be identified as kachem, there's going to be a revius that's kachem. We're going to work with breira. there will be a revius that's kashim. That revius will be believed on. The question is, what about everything else? And that's the shaila, and that's what the Gemara said, that from the fact that the Mishnah says that once we believe that this container is tar for the kashim, we believe that it's tar for the truma as well, so it makes sense the same thing. A person's walking through a Beis HaPras, he did it for Pesach, but if you trust him that he's tar to bring the Karban Pesach, how can you not trust him that he's tar to be able to bring the truma as well? So moving along to the Sefer of the Mishnah. So the Sefer of the Mishnah, which was on the bottom of Chavdal on the base, said, Kadei Yayin V'Kadei Shemen. Somebody had jugs of wine and jugs of oil, Hamidumais, and it was Meduma, meaning there was a mixture of different things. Nemanim Aleim B'Shasa Gitois, he's believed during the Gitois, the Habadim, and during the pressing season of the olives. The Kodem L'Gitois, he's also believed before the Gitois, Shivim Yoim, for 70 days. So the Mishnah is discussing someone that has jugs of wine and oil, and it's meduma. Now, this is important. Traditionally, when we talk about meduma, meduma means that you have a mixture of truma and chulin. So only a kohen's allowed to eat truma. Anyone's allowed to eat chulin. If you have a taruvas of truma and chulin, so you have what's known as meduma or dimua. The point is, you have a taruvas. It's a taruvas klape the non-kayin of this of a heter. The heter is the chulin. The isra is the truma. What's talach when you have a taruvas? Bittel. Traditionally, bittel is shishin. When it comes to truma, it happens to be meya. But the point is that you have to work with the laws of bittel. Our Mishnah is not discussing that type of meduma. Our Mishnah is discussing full-fledged tevel. And on some level, all tevel was treated as meduma. Why? Because from tevel, inevitably, you're going to have to be mafresh truma samaisres. So once you're going to be mafresh the truma, a chelik of this will be truma. So even though right now you aren't mafresh the truma yet, but we look at this tevel as if it's really mixed up of truma and of chulin. So regardless, we're discussing over here a halacha related to meduma, trusting in amaretz. It's not clear what the Mishnah means. The Gemara is going to work through it, and then in a few lines from now, hopefully we'll have a little bit of an understanding of exactly what's going on. Zokt de Gemara. Kade yayin v'kade shemen v'chulu. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, in Nemonim loyal kankanim loyal truma. The amoritz are not believed, not with regards to kankanim. They're not believed about the tahira of the jugs. They're also not believed with regards to the tahira of truma. So the Gemara says like this: kankanim demai. When the Mishnah says that we don't trust amoritz regarding the tahira of the jugs, what do we mean? In kankanim the kodesh. Do we mean the kankanim of kodesh? Meaning, the Mishnah said that even though we don't trust amoritz when it comes to tahiras, but when it comes to kachim, we do. Special kula when it comes to kachim. So maybe what the Brice is saying is that even though we trust amoritz for kachim, we don't trust them that the jug itself is also tar. The Gemara says, is that possible? Doesn't make sense. I mean, if you trust that the contents of the kankan is tar, how could you not trust that the kankan itself is tar? Elo. Kankanim the truma. Maybe what it means is the kankan of the truma. It means the jug that the truma is inside. That's what we don't trust. The Gemara says, Pshita, hashta truma le mehemra kankanim mehemra. If you don't believe that the contents are tar, how could the kankan be tar? Right, it's impossible. It's a stira. If the contents are tar, then the jug has to be tar. If the contents are not tar, then the jug is not tar. So mamonashach, if it's kankan the kaidish, then it doesn't make sense why we don't believe him. We should believe him. And if it's kankan de truma, then it's pshita. So the Gemara says, elo, what it means is breikonim de kaidish. What it means is a person has empty jugs. There's no kaidish inside. Right now, it's empty. Now, there used to be kaidish in it, but right now there is no kaidish in it. U'b'shayim ha'isashana, the halach is that we don't believe the amaretz. Meaning, when there was kachim inside, then we trust in him for the kachim. And migu that we trust him for the kachim, we trust him for the jug. But as soon as he takes the contents of the jug and he spills it out, at that point, we're not going to trust him anymore. That's what the Brisa means when it says, ein amonim loyal akankanim. And what does it mean when we say v'loyal atruma, that we don't trust him for the truma? It means b'meleim de truma u'b'shas ha'gitais. So it means, no, it's filled with truma, and it's during the shas ha'gitais, and afal pikin, we don't trust him for the truma. And that's a big chiddush. Because even though we do trust tama aretz, that the truma is tar during the shas ha'gitais, but it's only the truma that we trust is tar, but as it relates to the kankanim, that's something that we don't trust. So again, what did the Brisa say after further review? Ein nemanim loyal kankanim v'loyal atrum. We're discussing in Amoritz. He's not believe on Kankana. What it means is that if you had a Kankan that once had Kodesh inside it, even though the Amoritz is believed regarding the Tyre of Kachim, but once he empties out the Kankan at that point, he's not going to be believed. That's the first halacha. The second halacha is Vleya Truma, that when the Kankan is filled with Truma, even though ordinarily we would believe the Amoritz with regards to Truma, B'shas Hagitois, but over here, even B'shas Hagitois, we're not going to believe. If someone has jugs of wine, jugs of oil, and they were midumais. So the Mishnah said that what? That the Ma'aretz is believed. Right? What did the Mishnah say? Nemanim aleim b'shas hagitos v'habadim. We trust him. Maila midumais the truma. Now, when the Mishnah says it was midumais, presumably what it was midumais was, it was midumais with truma. Now, again, we said it's not real miduma. It's not where you really have chulin and truma, but probably it was tevel, and all tevel has truma inside of it. And because all tevel has truma inside of it, that's probably what it means. And when the Mishnah says that Tama Oretz is believed, what is he believed on? The kadeyain. He's believed on the actual jugs. So you see from the Mishnah, kadeyain, the kadey shemen, we're dealing with the jugs, talach is nemanim aleim, they are believed. During the Shas HaGitah, so you see his belief. The Gemara just said that what does the safe of the Brisa mean? What does Layala Truma mean? That even the Shas HaGitah he not believe regarding the actual jug. You see from the Mishnah not that way, because the Mishnah says Kadiyain, the Kadi Shemin Amidu Mois, that he is believed. Gemara says no. Amidavei Reb Chiya, Midu Mois to Kaidish. This Meduma that the Mishnah is referring to didn't just have Tevel and Truma, it also had Kodesh. And it, because there was also Kodesh, that we believe the Amoritz for the Kadei Yayin and the Kadei Shem. What does that mean, this Dimua L'Kodesh? Meaning, we said it's not real Dimua, really it's Tevel. The reason Tevel is considered Dimua in our Mishnah is because inevitably you're going to be Mafresh Truma from the Tevel. But you're going to inevitably be Mafresh Kodesh from the Tevel. So why would the Mishnah that says Hamidumais mean that there was Kodesh inside? Truma, I understand, because there is Truma, and every Tevel is Truma. But where do you have the Kodesh inside this Dimua? Mi'ika Dimua la Kodesh? The Gemara says, "Amid the Rabbi Eloi." They said, "Over in Yeshiva Rabbi Eloi." Yeah, the Matayras Tivli Litu Menu Nesachim. It's talking about where this person had das. His kavana was that he was going to take Nesachim from here. Once he had das that he's going to take Nesachim from here, so at this point the halacha is that we treat it as if there's kachim inside, and if there's kachim inside, it's for that reason that he's believed with regards to the kadim. Now, just to clarify one thing, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, "Kadi and the kadishim." You have jugs. Hamidumais. And we just explained what does midumais mean. It means it's tevel. But there's going to be truma, so we look at it as if there's truma now, to a degree. And he had in mind that he's giving mafresh kodesh, so we look as if there's kodesh here. So in the Amar Malayim, we trust the Amir Yoretz, b'shas agitez v'abadim, during the shas, the pressing season, not just that, but kodem l'gitashu, even 70 days before the pressing season. Now, we said the reason we trust the Amir Yoretz is not because of the truma that's inside, because we wouldn't trust the Amir Yoretz regarding the kadam itself, even when there's truma. It's because of the kodesh. So here's the question. So why do we only trust them during the pressing season? I thought when it comes to kachim, we always trust them. We trust them the whole year. The teretz is because really there is no kachim. He just had das that there should be kachim. So if there was real kachim there in Hanami, then we would trust Amoritz the whole year. But being that there really wasn't kachim, it's just his das that he's going to be mafresh nesachim from here. So that's enough to say that we should trust them during the pressing season or even 70 days before the pressing season. But to trust them beyond that not. Why not? Because physically, you don't really have any kachim inside. And finally, the Mishnah said, "Koydim legite shivim yoyim," 70 days before. Amar Abaya said, "Shmami, no, you see from here, dinohu, you see a halacha, the ilavi arisa lemitrach agulfit, that if somebody's working for somebody, and he's working in his vineyard, he's working in his olive farm, so the halacha is he has to start working on the kalim, shivim yoyim mekami matzarta, 70 days before the actual pressing season." You see, 70 days before, they were already mindful. Is it tar? Is it not tar? That seems to be this man. And it has an afkamina lalacha that if you're a payel, you're working, so you have to know what your job responsibilities are. 70 days before, you would have a chiyah. But just in summary, our Mishnah is really, it's counterintuitive to everything that we've been learning up until this point. Up until this point, it's chayre b'kaydish. All the chumras, some of them literally irrational chashashas that Chazal had when it came to the world of kachim because of mailas and chumras that Chazal made in the world of tumah v'tahira as it relates to kaydish. Today's daf was just the opposite. It was a kula that we have in kaydish. The kula is that we trust the Amma Aretz. We trust him that his kachim is tar. We trust him that his kelim atar. What about truma? During the pressing seasons, yeah. During the not pressing seasons, no. Nah.